Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Brought to you by Green and Blacks. A rich, smooth, and truly delicious chocolate experience.
The EU now considering tighter restrictions. This is on non-essential travel. And it follows really fears about new COVID variants. But here at home, our own Deputy Chief Medical Officer, Ronan Glynn, he says that the Public Health Emergency Team, they want non-essential travel reduced as much as possible. They've also previously recommended mandatory quarantine for international travellers. But look, it's up to the politicians to decide if this can and if this will work. And I suppose really, you know, you'd have to ask at this stage, how are we not operating mandatory quarantine in this country when people are flying into it? It happens, it's happening in loads of other countries. If you're like myself and you're on Instagram on a daily basis, you'll see lots of different Irish people who've maybe returned home after Christmas or moved to Australia, and they're documenting their daily 14 quarantine period in hotels and what happens. And so this is happening in other places, but we just don't seem to be able to do it here. And maybe it's the north. Is it the border question? Is that the reason that we can't do it? We want to hear your view on it today. It's 1890 453 106. Tony is on the line in Dublin. Now, Tony, you are a pilot. What do you make of mandatory quarantine?
Good afternoon, Andrea. I guess ultimately, I mean, it's theoretically a good idea, but as you just said earlier, with the way Ireland works as kind of an integral part of the European Union, I think it's a very, very hard thing to actually implement, particularly as the fact that part of the island is not in our jurisdiction and no longer in the European Union. So, I mean, just from a purely practical point of view, I mean, people talk about Australia and New Zealand and various other countries, but they're not quite in the same position that we are. We have people travelling back and forth for essential reasons every day off our island to the neighbouring island and into Europe. We've hundreds of transport workers every day on trucks going, rolling on and off ferries as well. Like we just can't compare ourselves to Australia and New Zealand. However, I would agree.
I'm just trying to, I suppose, when I think about my journey home, Tony, I'm from Donegal, and when I would travel home there for Christmas or back down, like, for people to just get a sense of the level of proximity, if you look at the likes of Black Lion in County Cavan and Belcoo in County Fermanagh, when you cross through the border there, you actually go from Northern Ireland to the south within quite literally about a 150 meter distance, and the suggestion, you know, that you might have to quarantine for 14 days if you went from Belcoo to Black Lion would just seem absolutely mad. But there has to be some way around that.
Well, I was on a show before Christmas. You were talking about people travelling home for Christmas, which of course turned out to be a bit of a disaster. But my view on it at the time was people should have been checked with PCR checks and antigen testing before they travelled. None of which was done. It was done belatedly post Christmas. But for somebody in the aviation sector and in the transport sector, I believe certainly PCR checks, which are now being enforced, and an antigen test at the airport, is kind of, it's a double lock. And at least somebody coming into the country, there's a very fair old chance that they don't have the virus coming in. I mean, if you think about it logically, Andrea, we have people going into the hospitals every day, workers going to nursing homes that aren't even checked on a daily basis with antigen testing. And yes, you know, people coming into the country who are being checked are the ones going to be quarantined or pushed aside. I do think if you've got to be quarantined, though, if that does come in, you should have the option of quarantining at home and maybe a bit more rigorously enforced in terms of your movements, in terms of keeping an eye on what's going on. But I just think from the point of view, I think it's a distraction for something that's already endemic in the country. The virus is here. We need to get on top of it ourselves as a nation. And like, we're talking international travel. At the moment, if you go up to the airport, it's tumbleweed again. January, there's nobody travelling. There's handfuls of people on flights. It's not a major issue now at the moment. It was before Christmas. They dropped the ball in terms of not testing people and restricting people coming in. It's too late now. Moving forward, testing is the way to go, I believe, for people coming in. And restricting movements, of course. But I just think we need to get on top of it ourselves here, just on a more basic level, which we're not doing, you know.
Just on that, because look, you're a pilot, you're working in the aviation industry, Tony, and you yourself, I'm sure, are personally affected during the past couple of months when all of this started back last March. But I know you've talked about testing, really, PCR and antigen being the answer to this. But the idea of people flying into Dublin Airport and potentially being collected on a bus and brought to, you know, A hotel or Y hotel and you're there for X number of days and you're tested every 2 or 3 days as they're currently doing in Australia. I mean, do you think is that a good move?
Well, again, you see, I mean, we're going for, it's been mentioned about zero, you know, zero COVID on the island, which is, to me, is an impossible task. I mean, it's something to aim for, but it's impossible. But if you think about it, Andrea, if you go down to Dublin Port or Rosslare at the moment, there are hundreds of people travelling in and out who are essential transport workers, right, that are travelling all over Europe with trucks, which is a necessary thing for to keep our country ticking over in terms of food and everything else. I mean, do you quarantine them? Who do you quarantine? Like, you aim at passengers, but then what about the crew on board flights? You aim at, you know, you have to be very specific about what you need to do. And I do totally agree. Ultimately, we need to get on top of this. But international travel was a factor. There's no doubt before Christmas, but there was no restrictions before Christmas. There is now. It's very, very, there's a lot of difficulty in traveling at the moment to get a check, to get an antigen check, to get a PCR check. Most people are traveling, the handfuls that I've seen are traveling for very essential purposes. They're either workers traveling for an essential reason or the people coming home, unfortunately, to maybe bury a relation who may have died from COVID.
Like, yeah, and
to quarantine people, it's an easy thing to say, but the reality of it is something different.
Absolutely.
And look, if you want to, yeah, now what if somebody coming back to Ireland, maybe who had to go for work for centuries coming back, they can't even go home to quarantine, they have to stay in a hotel. I just think the practical side of it, for an island which is attached to another jurisdiction, which is also not even in the European Union anymore, it's very, very difficult.
Okay.
I just wish we could refocus on the important things, which is trying on top of the COVID, the endemic COVID situation we have at the moment. And like, I'm just case in point, if you don't want me, it's just slightly off the point, but I've a friend of ours whose mother suffered from bronchitis, ended up in a hospital in Dublin, contracted COVID and died from it. I mean, we can't even get our act together in hospitals, let alone worrying about international travel or worrying about, you know, care homes, it's endemic as well. So
okay.
I think we need to start with basics first. And absolutely, I totally agree, international travel needs to be, you know, we need to have a proper plan in place. We haven't up till this point. It started to formulate. And we need, I'm like everybody else. I've no job to do at the moment. I want to have a job in a few months, and I'm fully prepared to do what we need to do to get on top of this. But I just think, again, Ireland being Ireland, we're just getting off the point of what's important, which is getting on top of it here and now. It's already here, Andrea, and we're still struggling to get on top of it. And we're, again, we've distractions about travel again, which is not a factor currently at the moment. I do think, though, in terms just, of, you know, strains like South Africa, we do need to pick up a card.
Just stay with us, Tony, because Neil is also on the line here as well, 1894-53-106. Neil, what do you think?
How are you doing?
Good,
happy Friday.
Yeah.
We got
happy
here
Friday,
in the end.
Thankfully.
Look, the thing that I don't know about anyone else, and Tony's making great points there, but my main issue with everything is people are actively avoiding being responsible for their own behaviour. You know, government shouldn't need to be stepping into everyone's lives the way they're doing if we were grown-ups. Now, you know, that's the starter. We all are annoyed with lockdown. We would love to be visiting relatives and all this sort of stuff, but we can't. We've got to live for the country we're in right now in 2021, not the one we wish it was last January. So we need to look at it that way, start there. And then slow everything down so that we can then, obviously, everyone get vaccinated and try and get back to whatever normal life will become. But a lot of the problems that we're having is based on people. It's very un-Irish that we're not taking care of each other.
So you think it's personal responsibility is the issue here, Neil?
That's a massive part of it. It's not the only part of it. You know what I mean? I'm not saying that's the only part of it. But, you know, I'm walking around the borough here in Bray, beautiful part of the world. But there are still people acting as if it's last January. And you know what I mean?
So you
think that can't happen.
Okay. James is also on the line too in Roscommon. James, mandatory quarantine, is it workable?
Well, look, I probably had a different opinion to it until I heard Tony there. He made great sense, and he actually, he was talking so much reality. It's probably not as workable as perhaps I might have said prior to the call when I was speaking to one of your researchers earlier. I do think there should be some element, though, and along with the other testing, the pre-boarding testing, etc. I do think there's place for a bit of mandatory testing. Absolutely, Andrea. And I said to your researcher earlier this morning, and like everybody, we know what the elephant is in the room regarding the whole of Ireland approach. And I was watching the two main political party leaders in the north. They were on TV last night, and again, without people say, first of all, let's not make it a political issue. But unfortunately, up north of the border and across the UK, it is a political issue, even though Keir Starmer again said it yesterday. We don't want to make it political.
So there's nothing that's not political in the north, James.
No, I know. And unfortunately, on Pat's programme, he regularly comments about, we did it for the foot and mouth and the other diseases. We did it. Some element of it, but we can't do it for our own because it somehow infringes on people's right to be British or Irish. Let's for the sake of this pandemic, it's a public health issue. We should be just call themselves Northern Irish, but look, drop the British element, drop the Irish element. The nationalist or the unionist element of it. Let's approach this thing. I know it's pie in the sky, Andrea. But I think what Neil is saying there as well is also correct. We are so quick to blame the government. I've no party politics in me whatsoever.
Right.
Anyone that knows me knows that's the case. But they were damned if they did and they were damned if they didn't. If they didn't open up for Christmas, they were damned. When they did open up for Christmas, they were damned. They certainly got it wrong. But we certainly are responsible for not taking actions or taking responsibility for our own actions. I still see people I actually wrote into your programme an email there and to other programmes. I saw in a butcher shop, I was passing by the window, and two people behind the counter, one had a mask and the other had nothing on. Now, I mean, for goodness sake, if we're even not falling down on the basic things, people wearing visors and no masks under them,
right,
and this is still acceptable.
Okay.
We're not prepared.
I know. It shouldn't be.
Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Brought to you by Green and Blacks. A rich, smooth, and truly delicious chocolate experience.